Well, folks, this is part two of the final episode of the Spring Hill College Athletics Podcast. And this is the end, and there are no more interviews. I wanted to see if I could possibly get a last interview, but I fell on my face with that one. It's okay, though, because, you know, the first one was so good with Mr. Jim Hall, the athletic director of Spring Hill College, that, you know, it's a very good way to end the semester and this show. If anyone would want to take up this project, by all means, try and get in contact with me. I'm still on campus for the next few weeks. It's been a fun ride, and it's actually a very good project to do. It looks good on a resume, I'll say that. I'd like to give some thank yous. Thank you first to WHIL for letting me use their recording studio and all their equipment. You know, I couldn't have done this without them, first off. Thank you for all of the coaches and players and athletic director, Mr. Jim Hall, who came in for an interview with me and who gave their time to me for this show. Of course, the format was based around them, and every episode we had an interview. I would also like to thank, last but not least, the people who listen to this show, even if they only listened one time, and even if they didn't like it. Thank you for listening. We had, I think, over 800 listeners, or right around 800 listeners, and that is 80 per show, and that's a lot. That's a very good amount. And of course, you know, episode one had the most because it's been up for the longest, and it's had the largest amount of listening time compared to the newest one, which has been up for the least amount of time and therefore might have the smallest amount of listeners. But still, you know, 80 listeners per show is very, very good. And it's a lot more than I expected. This was a senior seminar project. This was a project with the goal of trying to prove that a local show based around local content could survive in an era when, you know, national shows with national content built around national sports stories were kind of dominating radio airwaves. Not a lot of local content. Not a lot of local flavor. And you really need a strong local connection with an audience if you want to catch a specific target audience. And my target audience was Spring Hill College. And the only way to connect that, to make that connection, was with local content. Talking about Spring Hill College sports. I also wanted to prove that an internet radio show, a show hosted on the internet, a podcast, for lack of a better term, was also the new wave of journalism. You know, you see more and more podcasts and blogs being the written form of journalism, as opposed to a newspaper article. You see a lot more of these popping up. Everyone seems to have an opinion if they have a site to host it. And I wanted to make sure that this podcast was not just me with a microphone. It was me interviewing newsworthy figures in the sports department, in the athletics department at Spring Hill College. I wanted it to be interviews. I wanted it to be substantial. I wanted it to be reporting. I didn't want it to be opinions. I didn't want it to be an editorial. I didn't want it to be a column. I didn't want it to be me ranting. I wanted it to be something legitimate, something newsworthy, something that was unbiased and objective, something that was journalistic. And I think I succeeded. And I would like to thank everyone once again who listened, because you were the measuring stick. I could not tell if it was a success or failure unless you listened. And you did. And I view this as a success. It was a successful project. I can now go into my senior seminar class and say, it was a success. You know, everyone, you know, in my mind, everyone told me, great idea. Let's see if you can carry it out. You know, it's a great idea on paper, but is it going to work out actually? And it did. And I thank everyone who came in for interviews. Once again, I thank WHIL and I thank the listeners. Could have done it without any of those three. So this is the last time you will ever hear me. This is the last file that I will be uploading onto shcbadgers.podbean.com. You can listen to all of the other 9 episodes and, of course, the first part of this episode, episode 10. You can listen to all of those episodes on shcbadgers.podbean.com. And thank you once again for allowing me this chance to do something like this for the school. Thank you, Mr. John Kerr, and thank you, Mr. Jim Stennett, for allowing me to use the logo and to use the title of Spring Hill College and to make it official, to make it officially endorsed by the school. That was something that I really wanted. And for putting it on shcbadgers.com, that was another thing that I really wanted, and it was done, and I appreciate that. So, this is it. I'm only going to play the outro music one more time. So enjoy it. Have a great week. Have a great end of the semester, Spring Hill College students. And hopefully someone steps up to the plate and doesn't let this show die with my voice, because that would just be a shame.